Rickleblog, 09 January 2007, Sympathy for the Devil. Perhaps you've read about this recent controversy. It seems that Microsoft, for the purpose of making their new Windows Vista operating system harder to suborn, had denied access to certain internal operations to all. Of course, for the evildoers out there in computer land, this is simply a challenge, hopefully a difficult one, but who knows? As a user, I have the option of being pleased, displeased, or indifferent. As one who tries to practice safe hex, I was sort of pleased to hear it. But guess who wasn't? Norton and McAfee. Norton and McAfee are two of the major companies that exist in symbiosis with the virus writers and, increasingly, thieves of the netways. They made their opinions known quite forcefully. If Microsoft makes this change, we won't be able to protect your computer from the hacking that leaving the internals exposed for us will open it to. I don't think they phrased it exactly like that, of course, and I'm being unfair, as I'm entitled to do. I'm sure there's some merit to their arguments, but maybe not enough. I am sorely vexed at both antivirus companies right now because they are pestering me with reminders that won't go away. Remember my diatribe about the Dell computer's interminable offers? The other one, two monitors, remember? Asked me four times a day to check for McAfee updates. Despite the fact that this computer has no need for the updates. Yo, McAfee, how much effort would it be to have added a Leave Me Alone button to the Security Center update panel? And Norton, since, as you probably guessed, 2002, since that's what it says on the picture, I have seen this delightful panel every 15 days. I have the option to renew now or renew later, but there is no way to turn off the stupid reminder or to type my own number in the window instead of 15. Every 15 days is better than four times a day, but why don't I get to make the choice? I could experiment with using it as a major holiday reminder or just put in 2.5 zillion and be done with it. Damn pests. Rail, as you have every right to against Microsoft, I find these examples of antivirus company hubris almost as vexing as some of the bugs in Microsoft's Windows XP, and leave me with little sympathy for their position vis-a-vis Microsoft. Don't get me started on the dreaded focus problem, or we'll be here until the next Norton reminder. Now playing, Lines on My Face, Peter Frampton.